Florida's Board of Executive Clemency ruled yesterday on a 41-year-old case, awarding a posthumous pardon to Jim Morrison of the Doors on charges of exposing himself while performing on stage in Miami in 1969. Outgoing Florida Governor Charlie Crist had requested the pardon, and the Clemency Board supported it unanimously. Jim Morrison, lead singer of the Doors, was its rock and roll poet, its sex god, its heart and soul. But instrumentally, the distinctive sound of the Doors was based on the keyboard playing of Ray Manzarek, whose classic organ solos have just as much drive and punch as Morrison's screams. In 1998, Terry Gross spoke with Ray Manzarek. He was seated at the piano. She asked him about the infamous onstage incident in Miami.
One of the really big stories in the lore of the Doors is the concert in Miami.
Yes, it is.
Where many people say that Jim Morrison exposed himself.
And, yes, they do.
And you say he didn't exactly, but he had seen the Living Theater a few days before, and that was like the theater group was experimenting with, you know, breaking down the fourth wall and taking off their clothes in the middle of theater performances, confronting the audience and so on. And he was influenced by that.
Yes, he was. We're in Miami. It's hot and sweaty. It's a Tennessee Williams night. It's a swamp, and it's a horrible kind of place, a seaplane hangar. And 14,000 people are packed in there, and they're sweaty, and Jim has seen the Living Theater, and he's going to do his version of the Living Theater in front of, this is the first time he's been home. He was born in Melbourne, Florida. This is his, virtually his hometown, and he's going to show these Florida people what psychedelic West Coast shamanism and confrontation is all about. He takes his shirt off in the middle of the set and says, you know, you people haven't come to hear a rock and roll. He's drunk as a skunk, and he didn't tell any of us what he was going to do, if only he'd have told somebody. He said, you didn't come to hear a rock and roll band play some pretty good songs. What, you came to see something, didn't you? And they're all going, yeah. He said, what'd you come to see? You came to see something that you've never seen before, something greater than you've ever seen. What do you want? What can I do for you? And the audience is going like this, you know. I'm playing the piano right now inside the strings. That's how the audience is, just rumbling and rumbling. And he said, okay, how about if I show you my C word? And all the audience goes screaming crazy. It was like madness. And Jim takes his shirt off, holds it in front of him, reaches behind it, and starts fiddling around down there. And you wonder, what is he doing? And I'm thinking, oh, God, he's going to take it off. And the audience is getting crazier and crazier. And then Jim whips the shirt out to the side. And he says, did you see it? Did you see it? Look, I just showed it to you. Watch, I'm going to show it to you. Now keep your eyes on it, folks. And he whips it out. Oh, off to the side again. Off to the side again. Off to the side, and says, I showed it to you. You saw it, didn't you? You saw it and you loved, and you people loved seeing it. Isn't that what you wanted to see? And sure enough, it's what they wanted to see. They hallucinated. I swear the guy never did it. He never whipped it out. It was like in the West Coast, Jesus on a tortilla. It was one of those mass hallucinations. It was, I don't want to say the vision of Lourdes because only Bernadette saw that, but the other people believed, and maybe other people said it was one of those kind of religious hallucinations, except it was Dionysus bringing forth, calling forth snakes.
And then you say he said to the audience, come closer, come on down here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get with us, man.
Sure, come on, join us on stage. And eventually they started coming on a rickety little stage, and the entire stage collapsed, sure.
In your memoir, you write a lot, about how the Doors developed their sound and how you developed your sound as the keyboard player with the group. Let's take an example of one of the songs. Why don't we look at Light My Fire, which is probably the most famous
famous Doors song. You know, Robbie Krieger is actually the writer of Light My Fire. So you know, Robbie came in with a song. He said, I got a new song called Light My Fire. He plays the song for us. And it's kind of a Sonny and Cher kind of dun, 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 light my fire. And it's like, okay, good chord change. What are the chord changes there? And he shows me an A minor to an F sharp minor. And that's like, whoa, that's hip. That's cool. And then, and that's when he went into the Sonny and Cher part. And then, da, 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 da. No. We're not going to do a Sonny and Cher kind of song here, man. And that was popular at the time. Densmore says, look, we got to do a Latin kind of beat here. Let's do something in kind of a Latin groove. And I'm doing this left hand line. So John's doing ka-ka-chinka, chinka, do-da. And we set up this Latin groove and then go into a hard rock four. And Robbie's only got a one verse. He needs a second verse. And Morrison says, okay, let me think about it for a second. And Jim comes up with the classic line, and our love becomes a funeral pyre. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I were to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher as Robbie's. Then Jim comes. The time to hesitate is through. In other words, seize the moment. Seize the spiritual LSD moment. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. Whoa, that's kind of heavy. Try now, we can only lose, meaning the worst thing that can happen to you is death. And our love becomes a funeral pyre. Our love is consumed in the fires of Agni. And it's like, God, Jim, what a great, great verse, man. So we've got verse, chorus, and then it's time for solo. So anyway, the verse goes, time to hit and do that. You know how that goes. You've heard it a million times. And then into the chorus, come on, baby, light my fire. So it's time then for some solos. We've done a verse, chorus. Now what do? We got to play some solos. We got to stretch out. Here's where John Coltrane comes in. Here's where the Doors jazz background. John's a jazz drummer. I'm a jazz piano player. Robbie's a flamenco guitar player. And we all said, you know, we're in A minor. Let's see. What do? Da, 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 da. It ends up on an E. So how about My Favorite Things, John Coltrane. It's My Favorite Things, except Coltrane's doing it in D minor. But the left hand is exactly the same thing. It's in three. One, two, three, one, two, three. A minor, The Doors, Light My Fire, is in four. We're going from A minor to B minor. So it's the same thing as that's how the solo comes about. And then we just go. So it's John Coltrane's My Favorite Things. And Coltrane's Ole Coltrane. And then that's the chord structure. Then I would solo over it. Robbie would solo over it. And at the end of our two solos, we'd go into a three against four. I'm keeping the left hand going exactly as it goes. That hasn't changed. That's the four. On top of it is three. And into the turnaround. And we're back at verse one and verse two. Back into our Latin groove. So it's basically a jazz structure. It's verse, chorus, state the theme, take a long solo, come back to stating the theme again. And that's how Light My Fire came about. That's the creation of Light My Fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through.
That's Light My Fire and Ray Manzarek, keyboard player of The Doors, explaining it all for you, talking to Terry Gross in 1998. The lead singer of The Doors, Jim Morrison, was granted a pardon yesterday for an alleged onstage indecency incident in 1969. Coming up, David Edelstein reviews The Fighter. This is Fresh Air.